Hey everyone, it's Evelyn, your host of Now I Get It, today's entertainment business news in 5 minutes or less. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about four-year consideration campaigns, also known as FYC. They're pretty much glitzy strategic marketing pushes by TV networks and movie studios to win over award voters, but I'm going to tell you why they might not matter as much as you think. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to say, now I get it. I know, it's been a while since I dropped an episode. Real life has been going on. I'm really excited about season two though, and I hope you are. In these past few weeks, just in my social circle alone, I've been seeing four-year consideration campaigns everywhere. Netflix To Doom had an event where they market all of their shows. I saw a cast Q&A for Disney Plus Andor. Puck News even had an event where they interviewed actors and producers of Hollywood and entertainment industry. I saw Netflix's cast do a Q&A for Running Point, the Kate Hudson, Mindy Kaling show. And even A24, the movie studio, they are hiring for an award season campaign manager. So, what is a four-year consideration campaign? Well, these campaigns happen in cycles tied to the major award shows in Hollywood. For example, the Emmys. They're meant to celebrate the previous year's best TV shows. Those campaigns go from April to June, which is why if you're in Los Angeles or New York, you've probably been seeing billboards everywhere of shows that you feel like you've already seen, or it's been a few months since, you know, you heard people talking about it. But it's because it's that time of the year where Emmy voters get to vote to see if those shows get nominated for the Emmy Award show later in September. The last two are the Oscars and the Golden Globes. The Oscars celebrate movies. That award season campaign usually goes from November through January, and Golden Globes celebrate TV and movies, and they have an award campaign similar to the Oscars. What is the goal of all of these billboards? It's not meant for the average viewer. It's meant to influence the people who vote alongside us, who live amongst us. They're Academy members, Television Academy members, SAG-AFTRA folks, and convincing them that your show or film deserves a nomination, or better yet, a win. How do you recognize these campaigns? They come in many forms, such as billboard takeovers. I already mentioned they do a lot of events, in real life, physical experiential events, or Q&A panels with the cast and creators. There are custom screeners sent to the voters, either DVD or usually these days it's all digital. And you might be getting bombarded by Instagram paid ads, TikTok paid ads, maybe because it's hard to nail down who exactly is an Academy voter in an Instagram ad self-service portal, but they can whittle it down to who is likely to be a voter. Do these things actually work? And for who are examples of ones that have done well or not well? In the last few years, the FX show The Bear, they leaned into events during campaign season promoting food culture, nostalgia. That did really well. It kept The Bear top of mind around voting season. Netflix's show The Beef had a digital forward campaign, creating a ton of buzz, which led to them winning many Emmys. And then HBO's Succession, their final season, they did a huge four-year consideration campaign, and they did screenings, tons of press interviews, and as we all know, Succession ended with a bang in the awards sweep as well. However, examples of these campaigns not doing as well for the show: Masters of Air, the movie on Apple TV Plus, they spent a ton of money marketing it, but it didn't really resonate. A lot of people I know didn't even watch it, but even with a four-year consideration campaign, people still didn't watch it. I know a lot of people were also disappointed by Ted Lasso's most recent third season. It had a lot of mixed reviews, and despite putting a ton of money into their four-year consideration campaign, they also weren't able to nab any wins or big nominations. So these campaigns don't really make a bad show better. They basically just make a good show even more hot. Four-year consideration campaigns can't manufacture popularity, virality. I still think voters have common sense. They can see through corny marketing moments, and you know, they appreciate when things get brought to them that they like that are top of mind, but they won't change their decision just based on it. In short, four-year consideration campaigns is the final push, not the first step of a show or movie's marketing. Since it's been a while, and even though it's not Friday, I thought it'd be fun to share what I've been watching and reading lately. I've been watching and going crazy about Disney Plus Andor. Their season two just finished, so I started from season 1, episode 1, and I've been burning through those episodes and really enjoyed it. I'm so happy season two of Poker Face is back on Peacock. And finally, I plan on starting Friends and Neighbors, that Jon Hamm drama on Apple TV Plus. I'll let you guys know how it goes. That's it for today's episode, everyone. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.